It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not listening to this podcast, be sure to check out one of our others, like this one, The Grave Talks. Every week, I talk with individuals who've been affected quite intimately and personally by the supernatural. We hear their stories one-on-one in our conversations. In fact, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's two new episodes of The Grave Talks. And if you like it, just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Today on The Grave Talks, what haunts the living room? A conversation with Amy Schaefer. The living room, a room with what sounds like a very positive name, initially was anything but. You see, the living room was originally named Living, for the living, a place where they could gather to grieve their dead before the days of funeral homes. If you happen to live in an older home, well, yeah, you can almost bet that that living room was probably used to usher some of your former family members or friends or acquaintances or, I don't know, whoever lived in that house a long time ago, into the afterlife. Amy Schaefer had one of those historic rooms in her childhood home, a home that would inspire her to seek answers to her endless list of questions about the dead. Today, we hear her stories on The Grave Talks.
Well, when I was a kid, my house that I grew up in is a very old house built in the 1800s. And I'm sure you probably have heard this before. There are some houses that they would be the funeral parlors. Mm-hmm. They were not every house had one. As you know, some houses just has one area of the house that they would hold their wake for loved ones from that area. Our house was it.
And what's interesting is that that's how the term living room got its name.
Exactly. I just found that out not too long ago.
Yeah. Just a fun little interesting fact there. Continue on.
Yeah. So I did not know about it for a while. And after I had started experiencing some stuff is when I had learned about this, about the house. My great grandparents bought the house. So my grandmother was born in that house, and so was my dad. So it's just kind of weird how that happened. I don't know of anybody who's died in the house except for when they've had their wakes in the house. I would experience seeing shadows in my room. One point in time, I woke up and I thought I was literally going nuts. I saw three figures standing in front of me. It almost looked like women. And I don't know what they were saying. It almost sounded like they were chatting. Of course, I hid under my covers because I thought I was nuts, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I remember when I was younger saying something to my mom. And my mom was like looking at me really strange. And she's like, oh, it was probably just me doing the dishes or something. And I'm like, there's no way I can hear you doing dishes downstairs. And plus, this was like 2 o'clock in the morning. Why would you do dishes at 2 o'clock in the morning? But the old house that we lived in upstairs, there was a closet or a little space way to connect the two rooms toward the back. And we used that closet. And down below was the attic. I never liked going in there. I could always hear noises coming from that attic, you know, and then my family always contribute to, oh, it's mice, it's bats or whatever. No, it wasn't that kind of a noise. But that's what I would experience in the house. Like I would feel like I was being watched, or sometimes I would see shadows while I was sleeping. And never afraid, but just odd. And then as time went on, I would experience different things. Like I would like ringing in my ear. And then sometimes when I'd have the ringing in my ear, I would get this flash of like somebody sending me this picture. And I'd be like, well, that's weird. Why would I vision that? You know, I'd like look at something and it would just like be a flash about something. And then I just kind of ignored it because I just thought it was nuts or something, like I was just daydreaming. And I get so many deja vus and could never understand why I would always get those. I've always been interested in the paranormal, I think just because of growing up and in that house. And then, of course, when I started seeing it on TV, before I started seeing that, I always thought, what would it be like to be in a haunted house to try and communicate with spirits? What would that be like just to see their story and why they're still here? And then when I started watching shows on TV, I always thought, how can I do that? I don't know anybody that does that. I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And then I met this guy, just a fluke online, and who didn't live very far from me. And he's like, well, I do it. And so so we got to talking, and that's how I really started to investigate, was with him. And then after we broke up, I started with one of the houses that I used to investigate. I got to be friends with him. And now I'm actually with his team. He's having a turnover of his team members, Jeff King with TSPI, with him. And then I'm also with a group out of Fort Wayne called Ghost Hunter Society of Fort Wayne. I've been in contact a lot with the owners of the Bell Mansion in Fort Wayne about helping them out with certain things. So a lot of interest. And I feel like sometimes it's such a rush that all this stuff is happening all at once. But it's so much fun. And I got to learn not only so much about that other world, but gotten to learn more about my spirituality, about myself, and about how other people lived and history. And it's just been amazing. So much stuff I've learned, not only from the spirits themselves, but from other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. So many things there to kind of unpack. Let's go back to early on when you were having those experiences in your house. Okay. And when you said to your mom, you know, what's going on here? And she's like, oh, it's just me doing the dishes, honey. And, you know, it's kind of shooed you off. But then things kept happening and they kept happening.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind as those things were you believing at that point? You know, the house is haunted. I don't care who else believes me, but it's haunted. Or did you think you were going crazy? What was the mind process?
I think
then?
In the back of my head, I was like, the house is haunted.
Yeah.
You know, I did have that back there, but being like, you know, I think I was probably like six. I don't know, probably wasn't that young. Probably more like 10 years old, 9, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I'm just a kid. You know, what do I know? It's probably just my imagination. You know, that's what a lot of people tell kids. Oh, it's just your imagination.
Yeah.
But I just knew deep down, I knew that what I was seeing I saw it with my own eyes.
Sure.
You know, I was like, yeah, something is definitely I never was scared. I was just more curious than anything. Like, why would they come and visit me? Why am I seeing them? And why is nobody else in the house seeing them? Mm-hmm. So.
And it, that's an interesting thing where it's always said, it's just your imagination. Because if you look back on it, my imagination still as big as it was when I was a kid, but I never manifested seeing anything because of my imagination. If there was something,
correct,
it's because it's there. You know, I always think that's funny. With like, what kind of imagination do you have that you can just manifest shit out there?
Right, you know, exactly.
Like that's some imagination you got there, Dad. So you have these experiences. You kind of in the back of your mind know that there's something going on. Did you continue to try and tell your parents about any of this stuff, or did you kind of just like it's a lost cause?
Well, I really didn't say anything to any of them, not until I have moved out and become an adult. And then when my grandparents passed away, my sister had moved into my grandparents' house. And one time when I was there, I believe my mom was there too, and I could smell my grandpa. And I just was sniffing a little bit. And my sister was looking at me and she goes, "You're smelling grandpa, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, how did you know?" She goes, "I smell him all the time in the house." So then I was like, I looked at mom and I'm like, "You know," I said, I've had some dreams about my grandparents. You know, like when my grandmother passed away, I remember speaking to my grandpa saying, "Is grandma okay? Do you have her?" And then in my dreams, he showed me himself and then him having a hold of my grandmother in his arms saying, "Yes, I have her." Mm-hmm. You know, and I remember telling mom about this and mom's like, "You know, your grandpa and grandma's been in the house too." And I said, and I made a joke, "Well, there's a lot more than just grandpa, grandpa in the house." So she just looked at me. And then I had that conversation with her about how I was seeing things. And she's like, "You know," she goes, she goes, "There's things in the house." She goes, "I just don't like to talk about it." And that's all was pretty much said.
So she was aware, but just it wasn't, you know, she didn't want to look crazy, probably is what she was getting at. Yeah.
Because my dad's a non-believer. He mm-hmm. is not, you know, he's very skeptical. He's, a matter of fact, not happy with me of my choice of my hobby of doing this. So I can't talk about doing paranormal stuff around him because that's just not something that, you know, Christians are supposed to do. And that's just, you know, but
has he ever had an experience that you know of? That just
not that I'm aware of. Okay. No, he doesn't even talk about it. He won't even talk about it. So if we start talking about something about what you did the other night or whatever, and I'll tell him, "Oh, I did this investigation," he will sometimes just kind of get up and walk away and go to his office and watch TV or something.
That's interesting behavior. I mean, it's interesting with people who, you know, quote unquote, don't believe that this is real or these sort of things are happening.
Right.
The average person who, you know, seems to have that belief would just be like, "No big deal." Like they're talking about their stuff. Maybe they'll joke around a little bit. But when you get that glaring, "I can't be in the same room. Why is this going on? I'm really uncomfortable." To me, a lot of times, this is why I'm curious what your opinion is. It makes me think, something did happen to this person, but they don't really want to process it, or they kind of have and they can't go any further and they don't want to have any more confirmation that it's basically like a trauma. You know, it's like correct. Yeah, it happened. Maybe nobody knows about it and they never will, but they kind of lock up and then weird kind of things trigger that reaction of just almost shutting down.
Correct. And that house that I grew up in, that parlor living area in the back of the house, is now my parents' bedroom.
Ooh.
And what's really strange with that bedroom has such a different energy feel than any other room in the house. And I have always felt that. That room is the coolest room in the house.
Always has been. In terms of temperature, or it's really cool?
In terms of temperature.
Okay.
Even in the summertime. Even when we didn't have AC in the house at that time, you know, my mom and dad would put an AC in that window, you know, and sometimes us kids would go in there and sleep on the floor when we were younger, to have a cool room. But even when they did not have it on and it was winter, you can always feel the temperature changed. And I always thought that was weird. Back then, I didn't even think about it. I didn't know any of that. But I just knew that room. And even now, when I walk back into that room, it is totally a different energy feeling. Nothing bad, but you can definitely tell that there's a different energy in that room.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.